How long would you say you were a statist, and how did you get out of that mentality?
To be honest, I don't think I was ever a statist. I voted a couple of times, even though I wasn't. I just did it anyway. I was thinking, okay, I'll give this a shot, and we'll see what happens. And I saw what happened, and I gave up pretty quickly because, even when I did it, I could see that, things were deteriorating, and that in the back of my mind, I knew that even though you can make all the laws you want to, gun laws, really they're controlling people. It's not controlling guns. But criminals are still going to get, they don't care about that law. They're going to get a gun anyway. And so you want a gun to defend yourself against a criminal. So it's kind of a criminal thought to want to take a good person's right to self-defense away, or not right to self-defense, but their ability to defend themselves. They still have the right, even if you've taken their ability away. They still have the right. My dad was in the military, and he gave me a haircut when I was 7 and asked me what I wanted to be grow up. When I grew up, before he gave me the haircut, I was growing it out already a little bit. And I was 7, and that was early 70s. And I was used to seeing, I was basically raised on television, and but I know now that it is the tool that it is. So I don't really, every time I watched, even though we have one in the house now, when I watch it, when I see it, I'm always like deconstructing what I'm seeing and trying to decode it. But when I, at age 7, when I was asked what I wanted to be when I grew up, I said a hippie because I was watching long-haired hippies with picket signs saying peace, no war, that kind of thing. And I, of course, that's what I want. So I think I knew the whole time. Hippie is just a label. We're just men and women who want to live ethical lives and not force our ideas on other people. We don't want other people's ideas forced on us. I stumbled on several, videos of yours and Mark Passio and Larkin Rose and Patrick Smith. And, the more I listened to them, the more they made sense. And, they always made sense. And that was the reason I listened to them more and more. That is what it does. It is thought provoking. And so have been coming to realize for a long time that you really can't do any of this for anyone else. You can show them the cover of the book, but they have to read the book.